Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler and my co-host David Blackman is out for the next couple days, so it's just me flying solo here. We are on episode 358, Reasons Why You Should Use Custom Post Types. Now, before we go into the three reasons, just a quick intro on what a custom post type is. Basically, if you're looking at the WP admin panel, you have posts and you have pages. Those are essentially different post types. Now, different plugins might add custom post types or themes. For example, the Divi theme adds a custom post type called projects for setting up a portfolio with Divi. And when you add projects there, it lets you design the project pages and then you can pull them in with the Divi builder. Another example of custom post types would be something, for example, like WooCommerce. WooCommerce products are custom post types, which is a really kind of more advanced way of using custom post types. But you can use custom post types for just about anything. And there's some reasons here. You can basically make it look just like a normal blog post or page, but it's technically separate and it has its own menu item on the WordPress admin menu, called your custom post. And then you can also, it'll also have its own URL structure. So it kind of stays organized. And actually that's one of the first reasons here why you should use custom post type is it makes the backend organization easier. It keeps things separate from the blog posts or pages. So a really good example of this is on my product website, Divi Life, I have a lot of product support documentation. This is really important for any type of software products. You need to show people how to use it, show them how to use the different features, all of that. Well, when I first launched Divi Life, I wanted to just get the website up and running. And so I only had a couple products at the time and therefore only had a couple of support documentation articles. And so it didn't, at least at the time, I didn't want to go through setting up a custom post type, but I wanted to keep everything integrated on my site. I didn't want to use a separate docs system like in Help Scout or anything like that. I wanted it to be integrated into my site so it's all part of the same experience on the back end or on the My Account section for the customer. And so I didn't set up a custom post type. I didn't use anything separate. I just used pages, which in retrospect was a terrible idea because now I have so many more pages. So it makes managing my actual pages so much more difficult. It makes things very unorganized. What I want to do and what I will be doing is creating a custom post type for product docs, probably what I'll call it, something along those lines, and then migrate all that content over. So I have a separated place in my backend. I can give my my support techs that help me with customer support, I can give them access to just that custom post type without giving them access to all pages, for example. So there's a lot of reasons why keeping it separate makes sense. So that's the first reason, is just easier backend organization. The next reason why you might want to use custom post types is you can create custom meta boxes or input fields that are specific to that type of content. So for example, a page doesn't have really a whole lot of meta boxes. And by the way, meta boxes are basically the little widget boxes that are on the back end of the page edit screen or the post edit screen or whatnot. So your theme might add a meta box for, the page template you want to use, or there's the default meta boxes just for like publish and stuff like that. And so custom post types can add a custom meta box for doing different types of content. So for example, one of my products, Divi Overlays, is a custom post type for building custom pop-up overlays with the Divi Builder. And so it's using a custom post type, but then there's controls or different inputs that are specific to that custom post type, so the pop-up. So it was, for example, one of the ones back there in the back end is for setting the animation, the pop-up animation. And so it's a custom meta box that's added to the edit screen. It doesn't make sense to be anywhere else except for that custom post type. And then, you know, there's other settings and controls there that are in different forms of meta boxes and stuff like that. Another example, you know, a more typical example for a custom post type with the custom input fields and stuff like that would be for, say, for example, you're creating a custom post type for, let's say, my mind is going blank here, for movies. Say you're creating a movie review website. And so you can create a custom post type on the back end. And then when you click add new, you're adding a new movie to the directory review site. And so you can have, you know, the typical title, because every post or page or custom post type needs a title. But then you might have, after the title, you might have a specific input field for the, let's say the movie category, or, you know, who was in the movie, you know, having a way to add in, you know, actors' names and stuff like that. And so there are things that are specific to that exact custom post type, that type of content that's not relevant for anything else. And so custom post types allow you to add those custom meta boxes. And then from that, on the front end, you can create different ways of displaying and organizing the different types of content. So that's the second reason. The third reason why you might want to create custom post types is it makes it easier for clients to create content. And not just clients, but anyone that's using the website that might not be as tech savvy. You know, so in addition to clients, it could be content creators or editors or different things like that. But basically, by using a custom post type, you don't have to show them how to add all the different styling and different things like that. They can just input exactly what they need to input. So for the movie review directory, they can input the title, they can add the featured image, they can add the movie description, they can add the actors that are in the movie, they can add, you know, the different types, genres of movies, and they can add just the right type of content. It's adding the custom meta boxes are getting the exact type of content, rather than having a you know, the typical WYSIWYG editor, and they're adding all that stuff manually, and you have to manually format it into paragraphs and stuff. You can just, on the back end, have the custom content field types retrieving that information. The client, the content creator, inputs it into the site, and then the website does the rest and displays it. So those are some examples. Custom post types can be a little bit complicated. There are custom post type generators out there that will, you basically put in what you want it to be, what the names are, what it's going to do, that sort of thing, and then it'll generate it for you. And those are really great for some basic custom post types. If you're getting into different things with really specific types of content and custom input fields and meta boxes, and you want it to output on the front end of the site in a really specific way, that's a little more complicated, and it takes you know, a lot of additional steps. But you can do some pretty cool things just with some of the basic stuff, just by, you know, keeping it organized and having things like that separate from pages and posts. So those are some reasons why you should use custom post types. Episode 358. Tomorrow we have another awesome WordPress topic, episode 359, WordPress user roles and how to use them. And so, yeah, we're going to go ahead and dive into that tomorrow. If you enjoy WP the podcast, we've kind of gotten out of the habit of requesting for reviews, but we would love a review. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes, go over and leave us a 5-star review if you enjoy the podcast. We would greatly appreciate that. Helps us get found. Another thing worth noting is subscribe to the podcast. That helps us out as well by actually subscribing instead of just finding it every time. So that's really helpful. And yeah, if you have any specific topic ideas, things that you want us to cover, that you want to learn more about, anything related to WordPress, web design, marketing, business, anything like that, let us know. You can find us at wpthepodcast.com or wpgears.com. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.